KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Atlantic outscored Creston 16-9 in the fourth quarter as they grabbed a win in a Class 3A Substate 8 semifinal, 53-47 last night. Creston jumped on top early, leading 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. Panthers were up 29-25 at the half. The Trojans got the first two buckets of the second half to grab their first lead at 30-29. That lead seesawed back and forth for the rest of the way. Grant Sturm and Ethan Sturm hit big threes early in the fourth to put Atlantic on top. Grant came up huge late at the foul line, stepping to the line with Atlantic up one and nailed a couple of free throws in the bonus to push the lead to three. He proceeded to hit three more straight free throws to help Atlantic seal that win. Skylar Handlos had 14 of his game-high 19 points in the first half to help pay of the way. Ethan Sturm had 9, Grant Sturm had 8, as Atlantic improved to 13-6 on the season, and they earn a trip to Glenwood to face the Rams in the Substate semifinal Thursday night at 7 p.m. Glenwood took down Clark 75-48 in their quarterfinal round contest. Creston was led by 11 points each from Colby Berg and Evan Bruce. The Panthers closed their season with a 10-10 record. That was a game heard last night here on KJAN. Also in Substate 8, Class 3A play last night, ADM defeated Harlan 54-44, Glenwood over Clark 75-48, and Dallas Center Grimes beating Perry 85-12. In Substate 1 in Class 3A, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison 54-23, Lamars beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 61-43, Storm Lake over MOC Floyd Valley 66-54, Sioux Center at Carroll was postponed to tonight. In Class 4A play last night in Substate 1, Thomas Jefferson lost to Sioux City West 78-40, Sioux City East over Sioux City North 75-43. In Substate 7, it was Urbandale over Lewis Central 66-46, and Des Moines East beating Des Moines North 82-70. Well, the final Associated Press boys high school basketball poll includes just the 4A and 3A schools this time around. And in Class 4A, Cedar Falls is top rated. Waukee, number 2, Ames, 3. Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs is at number 4 in that final poll. In Class 3A, Ballard is top rated with Monticello, number 2. Carroll is in at number 3. Glenwood checks in at number 6 in the final poll. And Atlantic also received a voting point but did not make the top 10 in that final polling. On a day that Drake lost its team leader, the Bulldogs finished off the home season with a victory as Joseph Yusufu logged another career high with 36 points as Drake dominated the second half in a 74-63 win over Evansville. That win came hours after it was announced that the junior point guard, Roman Penn, would miss the remainder of the season with a foot injury.
We've talked about it, you know, all year. We've talked about it a lot in our program, you know, having guys ready to step up when these opportunities present themselves. And you take a guy like Joe, he's certainly capitalized it. You throw him in the starting lineup for the first time and he gets 36. It's not a bad first outing for him.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Yusufu had set a career high with 32 points in Sunday's win over the Aces. DeVries says with Penn out, they'll look at some options when it comes to their rotation.
We're not going to revamp the whole thing, but there are some things we need to tweak. And we'll look at what things we have there and what we think would fit best and get ready to play here in a couple of days.
Garrett Sturtz had a dozen points and added 10 rebounds and says it was an emotional day after hearing that Penn was out for the season. Bulldogs are 23-2 overall. They're closed the regular season with a two-game series at Bradley. That gets underway on Friday night. The Iowa State Cyclones are trying to figure out how to put 40 minutes of good basketball together as they get set for tonight's visit to second-ranked Baylor. The Cyclones roared back from a 16-point halftime deficit to take a brief lead before falling to Oklahoma on Saturday as they dropped to 0-13 in the Big 12.
I don't have the answers to that. That's probably the frustrating thing as a coach. You want to be able to have the answers, push the right buttons. The first half against Kansas, I thought we defensively held them to 24 points. We were really active and competed. That's the frustrating part. But like I said, man, we did some really good things in the second half.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Senior guard Jalen Coleman Lands says the Cyclones need to become more consistent to break through in the win column.
Honestly, if you look at, our past games, you could call out different parts of the game, whether it be the first half, the second half, first 10 minutes of the first half, first 20 minutes of the first half, and then not finishing off the game. But honestly, it's the 40 minutes, just playing, like I said, that's our biggest emphasis right now is putting together 40 minutes and not basing that off of just making shots, but focus and effort.
That game in Waco tonight tips off at 7 o'clock. University of Iowa men's basketball All-American Luka Garza was tabbed the Naismith Trophy Player of the Week on Monday for his efforts in Iowa's two victories last week. For the third time this season, Garza has been recognized by the Big Ten Conference Office for his weekly performance. Garza and Ohio State's Dwayne Washington Jr. shared Big Ten Player of the Week honors on Monday. Garza helped lead the nationally ranked Hawkeyes to a pair of victories over number 21 Wisconsin and Penn State. The All-American averaged nearly 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block shot in the two contests. The native of Washington, D.C. became Iowa's all-time leading scorer in its last outing against Penn State on Sunday. Garza broke the school's 32-year-old record held by Roy Marble. Garza's layup with 8:18 remaining in the second half was the record-breaking basket. Garza recorded his 31st career double-double and team-leading 10th of the season with 23 points and 11 rebounds. He had 30 points and 8 boards against the Badgers last Thursday. He's the only men's basketball player in Big Ten history to accumulate 2,000 points, 850 rebounds, 125 block shots, and 103 pointers. And he's the only player from a major conference with those numbers dating back to the 92-93 season. Garza and his ninth-ranked Hawkeyes will face number 3 Michigan on Thursday. Tip-off set for 6 o'clock at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. We'll have that game here on the radio. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week and the Player of the Week honor roll. Clark has tallied 18 Big Ten weekly honors on the season, including a Big Ten record 11 freshman honors, 4 Big Ten Player of the Week honors, and 3 Player of the Week honor roll nods. Clark had her fourth consecutive eighth total 30-point game of the season in their win over Penn State. Her 8 30-point games are the most this season by any student-athlete in NCAA Division I women's basketball and the most by a freshman since the 2009-2010 season. Clark ranks second on Iowa's all-time freshman scoring list with 485 points, second on the three-pointers list made, and third on assists. Clark and the Hawkeyes will travel to College Park, Maryland to take on the Terrapins on February 23rd. That's tonight. Iowa State women's basketball guard Lexi Donarski picked up her fourth Freshman of the Week award. She averaged 16 points, 4.5 assists, and 3 rebounds per game. That's her fourth Freshman of the Week honor. Donarski's averaging 13 points a game on the season, the most of any freshman in the Big 12, shooting 41% from the field and 41% from long range. That was the seventh Freshman of the Week honor for the Cyclones this season. Iowa State returns to the court on Wednesday at 6:30 as they take on number 18 West Virginia at home. The Iowa Hawkeye women get set to start a busy week that finds them playing 3 games in 6 days. It begins this afternoon with a visit to 8th-ranked Maryland.
And then we only have 1 day of prep. We get home Tuesday night, have 1 day of prep for Michigan, another top team in the country. And then we have 2 days before we head out to Wisconsin and play them on Sunday. So a very, very busy week.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. It'll match the biggest scoring teams in the Big Ten. Here's Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark.
I think it'll come down to who's going to do something else that separates themselves, whether that's defense, taking care of the ball, things like that. So we're both going to put up points. I don't think that's going to be an issue, but it's going to be what's one team going to do to separate themselves in this game.
Tip-off is early today. It's at noon today, Iowa time. Well, girls' state bowling for Class 1A and 2A teams and individuals was contested yesterday at Cadillac XBC in Waterloo. Class 3A competes today. In Class 1A, the top area individual finisher was Maddie Pulliams of Clarinda. She was 20th overall. Chelsea Hokinson of Lennox was 21st. Lennox finished 8th in the team competition. In Class 2A, Dennis and Schleswig's Claire Miller earned a third-place medal. Brianna Musgrave was 14th for the Monarchs, as Denison finished 6th in the team competition. The boys' state tournament will be held at that same location. Class 3A will go this afternoon. 2A and 1A will split the morning and afternoon tomorrow. Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says his biggest concern right now is where the Panthers will practice this week. After opening with a loss to South Dakota State, the Panthers get ready for Saturday's game at Youngstown State.
The turf is up in the dome. We have the conference championship track in here, and they need to get prepared for their championship on Saturday. So we rolled the turf up on Sunday, and we're really fortunate right now that it's going to be in the 30s this week. So the first thing that happened was the sun came up, and the second thing happened now is we need to find a place to practice when we start practice tomorrow.
With Saturday's game being outdoors, Farley would prefer to work in the elements.
We can use the dome if we wanted to, but it's got a track surface on it, so we can't. It's kind of like practicing in a gymnasium. Or for the climate, we can always go outside and practice in the parking lot. And that's a serious statement. I mean, it's all options are on the table right now. But I think the key to this whole thing was is that the sun and the temperatures did rise, which is gives us an opportunity to get outside this week.
Farley says Sean Watson will continue as offensive coordinator after Ryan Mahaffey left to become an offensive assistant with the Green Bay Packers. News of Mahaffey's departure broke prior to kickoff last Friday. Farley says he hasn't decided yet if he'll hire a new coach in the middle of the season. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.